Yeah, good morning. You're listening to the Sunday morning Mod Slot on Sid Valley Radio. I'm Adrian Brown, and over the next couple of hours, we're going to be the boys and girls of summer and listen to the hottest, sunniest music we'll hear this or any other weekend. Slap on some Amber Solaire, get your A-bands on, your Barbie fired up, and some beers in the fridge. This is the summertime special. She's all covered in sand. Yes, a very warm Sid Valley Radio welcome to all. The undertones there with the 1979 mini hit, Here Comes the Summer. Coming in at a very handy 1960-ish, 1 minute and 44 seconds. And they're kicking off this week's summertime special. Yeah, all right, it's been a bit of a bummer of a summer so far, but, you know, today, miraculously, the sun is shining, and I've got a sunshine playlist for you this morning, and we're going to see if we could get Mr. Blue Sky to hang around for a while. Here we go.
Now every time I go for the mail,
Great stuff. Cambridge's Katrina and the Waves there with their 1985 single. It was their first American top 40 hit, and Walking on Sunshine was their biggest success in the UK until Love Shine a Light came out in 97. So, what have we got for you today celebrating what should be everyone's favourite season? Well, first off, let me do a bit of reassuring here. You won't be hearing Summer Holiday, Summer of 69, Agadoo, Summer of Loving, or Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. Won't be playing those, so you can come out behind the sofa. What you will be hearing is a whole bunch of stonking numbers that either contain the magic words summer, sun, or sunshine, or have a definite summer vibe to them. We've got a jazz one that's straight from the icebox, a housewife's choice that most definitely nails the brief, and a threesome courtesy of, quite simply, the most summery band of all time. Pack your bags, we're off on holiday with Blur. Girls and Boys, the opening track on and the first single from Park Life, which was certified 4 times platinum in the UK. Damon Albarn was inspired to write the song whilst on holiday in Magaluf. Good luck to him. After witnessing the somewhat uncomplicated approach the titular characters took to conducting what I better refer to as holiday romances. You're listening to Sid Valley Radio and the Mod Slot Summertime Special, and not every track I'm going to be playing today will be well known to you. And that's no bad thing. Here's a lovely number from Aussie band The Lucksmiths, who were formed in 1993 in Melbourne by guitarist Marty Donald, bass player Mark Manone and drummer vocalist Tally White, all high school friends. This was first recommended to me by my colleague and friend Steph, who'd previously lived in Melbourne. It comes from an album called Where Were We, The Lucksmiths' 7th album, released in 2002. Do you know, I think you're going to like this.
Hey Mike, you're busy, all this sunshine's making me dizzy. Went outside, all my clothes dry, and if I'm babbling, please forgive me. But it's the first hint of sunshine, for a week or so I'd say. I'm keeping well, I'm in good health, but I sneeze when I look into the sun today. There's my bike, looking dusty. The spokes are broken and rusty, but I'm happy to walk, I'm happy with anything today. And I'm out in the sunshine while my friends are home asleep. I guess that's just the downside to the money he makes in the house he keeps. And I say, hey, it's a beautiful day, starting to feel a lot better. So wake up, wake up, it's t-shirt weather. Ba, 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 how could things be better? This afternoon in the pub I met her. Maggie May on the jukebox, hey, things are okay. Tells me, if you wanna keep things friendly, no beer for me, no peanuts, and I'll be happy. Oh, no football, I guess that makes it free. It's a beautiful day, and I'm starting to feel a lot better. So wake up, it's t-shirt weather, it's t-shirt weather.
Lovely. The Lucksmiths with a T-shirt, where I suppose if that was released in England, it would have to be balaclava weather. A very good morning to Carly, Misha and their cat Muffins. I hope you're enjoying this morning's sunshine show. Put my teeth back in. I said on the show last week that I really have a weakness for English eccentricity. And our next act, a trio from the small market town of Ashby de la Zouche in Leicestershire, certainly fit that bill. And they are as inventive, exciting and quintessentially English as the trios XTC and The Jam were 20 years before them. Young Knives are Leicestershire's finest export. And yet I did consider the claims of the Melton Mowbray pork pie before making that statement. And they are Henry Dartnell, vocals and guitar, his brother Thomas Dartnell, vocals and bass guitar, and Olive Rescue on drums. Young Master Thomas is also named by his stage name as the House of Lords, because he always vetoes brother Henry's ideas and plans. This is the excellent Weekdays and Bleak Days, brackets Hot Summer, close brackets, the fourth single taken from their stupendous second studio album, Voices of Animals and Men, from August 2006. Here we go. Young Knives, Hot Summer. Let's have something sublime now from 10cc and a track from their fourth album, How Dare You, released in January 76 on the Mercury label, and it was the last by the original lineup of Eric Stewart, Graham Gouldman, Kevin Godley and Lowell Cream before the latter two departed shortly thereafter to pastures new. Actually, they went into the burgeoning music video business and did very well. How Dare You included two top 10 singles, I'm Mandy Flymy and Art for Art's Sake. This is Lazy Ways, written by Stewart and Cream and sung by beautiful voice Eric Stewart.
Hazy day. How can days, your lazy ways, you get less done but more.
Lovely, it's NCC. What a great voice Eric Stewart had. Lovely stuff, Lazy Ways. From the sublime to perhaps the faintly ridiculous, after tasting some success around the local pubs and clubs, North London Scar outfit, Bad Manners, signed to Magnet Records in 1980 and became regular guests on the excellent Saturday morning television show Tis Was. They achieved a certain notoriety during the early and mid-80s, chiefly thanks to the exploits of the huge-tongued and shaven-headed frontman Buster Bloodvessel, who managed to get them banned from Top of the Pops after he painted his big bald head yellow with a red dot in the middle so he could look like a giant zit. Hope that's not putting you off your breakfast. Which followed hard on the heels of the band's previous Top of the Pops performance, when he sang the 1980s hit Lorraine to a blow-up doll. However, that's pretty small beer compared to his effort when he got the band thrown off Italian television after he mooned a concert audience after being told that the Pope was watching on TV. Right, this is from September 1981.
Shine.
There you go, bad manners behaving themselves, walking in the sunshine. It's time for the first offering from this week's summary threesome. And frankly, there could only be one contender, couldn't there? The Beach Boys, formed in the Hawthorne District of California in 1961, an original lineup, brothers Brian, Dennis and Carl Wilson, cousin Mike Love and friend Al Jardine. It's fair to say that the vast majority of their output had a distinct summary feel to it. So I had some difficult decisions to make, but I think I got it right. First up is a summary classic released on the 4th of March 1963, credited to Chuck Berry and Brian Wilson, a rewritten version of Berry's Sweet Little 16, set to lyrics by Wilson and an originally uncredited Mike Love. Get your surfboards out. Beach Boys, Surfing USA, such happy music. Now, before the Americans run away with the idea that they've got the monopoly on summer songs, let's have our Beatles track. And again, I had to do a little bit of soul searching, as Here Comes the Sun and Good Day Sunshine both have very strong claims, as indeed does the lesser-known song I'll Follow the Sun, Paul McCartney's number from The Beatles for Sale in 1964. But in the end, I've gone for another track from Abbey Road. It's the second of the 16-minute eight-track medley that makes up much of Side 2. Firstly, because I've never played it before on this show, and secondly, it really has a sun-soaked Mediterranean feel to it. And by the way, the lyrics towards the end of the song that add to the continental feel are basically a meaningless mixture of cod, Spanish and Italian. And Chickaferdy is a Liverpudlian expression, the true meaning of which I can't go into here. So here we go. George Martin on the organ, by the way. Thank you.
gusto, abrigado, tanto mucho que venite casa.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind.
Ah, it's the voice of the century, the governor, the chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra, with his 1966 hit Summer Wind, and he's doing sterling work as the artiste introducing the current Mrs. Brown's housewife's choice. And this week, she's very wisely gone for what undoubtedly is one of the all-time great summer songs. The Isley Brothers, formed in 1954 and still going strong today, with original founder Ronald Isley together with younger brother Ernie, still up there doing their thing. Summer Breeze is a 1972 song by American soft rock duo Seals and Crofts. Here's the brothers Isley with their infinitely superior 1974 soulful cover. Wow, how beautiful is that? The Isley Brothers. What a fantastic track. I say this nearly every week, but listening to that through headphones, you pick up far more than you normally would. Brilliant track. Well done, Mrs. Brown. Nailed it. Absolutely nailed it. So we are listening to Sid Valley Radio Sunday Morning Mod Slot Summertime Special. Let's talk about holidays. Now, my ideal Mediterranean holiday would be spent at a quiet resort and would involve temperatures at least in the high 20s, a good beach, turquoise waters where I could snorkel to my heart's content, lots of cold liquid refreshment at bars frequented more by locals than fellow Britons, and abundant, simply cooked seafood. It would not involve authentic British pubs, full English breakfasts, hen or stag parties, sleeping through the day and then partying all night into the early morning in a club somewhere on Ibiza or Ayanapa. Now, our next track was, and probably still is, something of an anthem for those girls and boys who prefer nocturnal pursuits. But despite that, it's a great number, and it's also a great summer number.
Why does it feel so good?
Excellent. Groove Jets, If This Ain't Love. Italian electronic music producer Spiller with Cut Glass lead vocals courtesy of the lovely Sophie Ellis-Bextor. Single was released on the 14th of August 2000 and was involved, as you probably know, in a highly publicised chart battle against Out of Your Mind, the first single by Victoria Beckham outside of the Spice Girls in the UK. And of course, our Sophie won.
Son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
The car, 'cause you didn't work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Summertime blues.
Excellent. The Who with their cover of Eddie Cochran's Summertime Blues from 1970 there. John Entwistle laying down a banging bass line. Let's have a little something from the B-52s and their fifth studio album Cosmic Thing, which was released in June 1989. Just bang, bang, bang on the door, baby.
I got me a car, it's as big as a whale, and we're heading.
Excellent stuff. The B-52's Love Shack. Right, we're going back to the Beach Boys for a second of their summary threesomes. Written by Brian Wilson and Mike Love, our second helping the Beach Boys was the opening track from their 1964 album All Summer Long, released as a single on May the 11th, 1964, with a very good B-side, Don't Worry Baby. It was one of America's biggest hits since the start of the British invasion, and the single became the Beach Boys' first chart-topping hit in the States and the beginning of an unofficial rivalry between Brian Wilson and the Beatles. Yeah, OK, good luck with that one.
Round, round, get around, I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round, I get around. I get around. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around.
I get around the Beach Boys. I'll tell you something, their harmonies certainly did rival the Beatles. Really, really good stuff. Great track. Let's have a classic summer song written in 1963 by the ace Motown songwriting team, Brian and Eddie Holland and Lamont Dozier, better known as Holland Dozier Holland. Artists who have covered this include Lulu, Cilla Black, Linda Ronstadt, The Who, The Jam, and dare I say, Phil Collins. But it was first made popular by the Motown vocal group Martha Vandellas, who issued it as a single in July 1963. And as so often as it is with these things, the original is quite simply the best.
Whenever I'm with you, likes to do. There's always lots of things that we can see. We can be anyone we like to be. And all those happy people we could meet just moving on a Sunday afternoon. Get away too soon. No, 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 no. We'll keep on spending sunny days this way. We're gonna talk and laugh our time away. I feel it coming. Day by day, life would be ecstasy. You and me endlessly moving on a Sunday afternoon. Really couldn't get away too soon. No, no, no.
Lovely. The Young Rascals are grooving. A nice bit of summery blue-eyed soul there, recorded in March 67 and released on the 19th of April. Now, it's funny, it got to number one in the States, but only number eight in the UK. There we go. Shame that. It's a wonderful track. Good morning, Johnny Boy. My good friend and occasional co-host, John Shepherd's been in touch. Good morning to you and the lovely Elaine. He's listening on his smart TV. Well, that's a new one on me. Yeah, great stuff. Another way in which you can listen to Sid Valley Radio, East Devonshire's premier radio station. Now, here's something I won't mind betting that you haven't heard before, and I have my good friend Misha and Carly, indeed, to thank for alerting me to the duo Jeremy Walmsley and Elizabeth Sankey, excellent British husband and wife team who perform under the name of Summer Camp. This is Fresh, that's the title of the song, Fresh, and it's from their 2013 eponymous album, and it's quite gorgeous.
I swear when I was young, summers were full and fresh and long, watching the movies with Andy and Ting, dreaming of dances that memories don't think. I always said you were a different class, blue eyes and a messed up past. For every single promise I made, every stupid word I wish I hadn't said. First love is the best love, first love is a dream. First love is a fairy tale, held tight between you and me. Do you remember the first time? Do you?
I'd rather be hurt by you instead. And at the end of it all, my heart was black and blue. But sometimes late at night, I still ask myself if you
Superb Summer Camp with Fresh. Thank you, Misha and Carly, for introducing me to that one. Let's have another 60s summer classic now, initially recorded as an instrumental by the Bob Crew Generation, and who's heard of them? Here's the man they called the Emperor of Easy, with the definitive version from 1967, with lyrics added by Tony Villona.
The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by. Eye to eye, they solemnly convene to make the scene, which is the name of the game. Watch a guy or watch a dame on any street in town. Up and down and over and across, romance's boss. Guys talk, girl talk, it happens everywhere. Eyes watch, girls walk with tender loving care. It's keeping track of the pack, watching them, watching back, that makes the world go round. Watch that sound, each time you hear a loud collective sigh. They're making music to watch girls by. Tender loving care. It's keeping track of the pack, watching them, watching back, that makes the world go round. Watch that sound, each time you hear a loud and collective sigh. They're making music to watch girls by. The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by. They solemnly convene to make the scene. La 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 la.
There we are, Andy Williams, the Emperor of Easy. It could also be called, of course, the Sultan of Smooth, or indeed the Chancellor of Cheese, if that's not quite your sort of thing. Next up, the Moons, an exceptionally good outfit from Northampton. And they've produced three really good 1960s-inspired albums. Just to establish their bona fides, if I have talked about them before, give you an idea of their quality. Paul Weller, the Mod Father himself, has played on two of the three albums. And I'd particularly recommend their 2012 offering, Fables of History. Superb album. The first single to come from the album was Double Vision Love. And this is the lovely B-side, English Summer. Beautifully lazy and hazy. It's It's got kinks running right through it, like going through a stick of rock.
English summer, heating up the atmosphere. Daytime bathers sleep in the shade. Clouds crawl over, dampening our attitude to people room for shelter from the boring rain.
The Moon's English Summer, quintessentially kinky, isn't it? Brilliant stuff. Time for the jazz one, and I've gone for my first saxophone hero, the complicated and sometimes downright pain in the rear end, Stan Getz. But what a fantastic tenor saxophonist. And much to my surprise, I haven't gone for the girl from Ipanema. I thought it was a little bit obvious. Throughout his long career, Getz was never afraid to branch out into uncharted territory. And in 1978, he found himself playing with a group of highly talented young musicians as he brought out the album, double album, Another World. It embraced a mixture of styles from traditional bop to our next track, which falls into the subgenre known as jazz funk. It comes in at 7 minutes 54 seconds, so if jazz isn't your thing, well, then the angels will weep for you, but you, this could be the time when you go off and make your cup of tea. But if you can hang around, please do. It's a great track. This is Keep Dreaming by pianist and keyboard player Andy Laverne.
Thank you.
Summary. Keep Dreaming, Stan Getz, from a terrific 1978 album, Another World. You're listening to Sid Valley Radio, and this is the Mod Slots Summertime Special. I'd like to introduce you to the living legends that are the Duckworth Lewis Method, an Irish duo who are so besotted with our summer game that they've produced two quite superb albums dedicated to it, or in their own words, kaleidoscopic musical adventures through the beautiful and rather silly world of cricket. And that about sums it up. They take their name from the mathematical formulation designed to calculate the target score for the team batting second in a limited overs match, interrupted by weather or other circumstances, and you knew that anyway, didn't you? But in real life, they are the superb Neil Hannon of the Divine Comedy and Thomas Walsh, who fronts the Beatles, Kinks, XTC and Electric Light Orchestra-influenced Irish band Pugwash. You may recognise the spoken voice partway through the song. It's none other than Matt Berry of Toast of London fame. This is Mason on the Boundary.
On a sunny summer's day, we'll enjoy a full day's play out on the
there's peace.
Super stuff. The Duckworth Lewis Method with Mason on the Boundary. We are now going to have the third of our summary threesomes from the Beach Boys from 1966. I'm not even going to bother to introduce this one beyond saying it's arguably the best pop song ever written.
I love the colourful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up
somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations. Good vibrations.
Beach Boys, Good Vibrations, Brian Wilson's magnum opus. And let's not forget Mike Love's gorgeous lyrics. I don't know where, but she sends me there. Oh, how magical is that? Wonderful stuff. Every Morning is a song by American rock band Sugar Ray, released as the lead single from their third studio album, 1459. In 1999, although it's not a summer song per se, it does have that summery vibe. And I liked it so much when it came out that I did the thing that's very rare for me. I bought it as a single.
I know it's not mine, but I see it. shut the door.
Sunset in your eyes will tantalize every man who looks your way. I watch them sink before your gaze, senorita sway. Dance with me before their frozen eyes. I'm so much in love, like a little soldier catching butterflies. No man loves like I love you. Wouldn't you like to love me too? In the heat of the morning, in the shadow, I'll flip your wings, and I'll tell you I love you. In the heat of the morning, I'll tie a knot in rainbow's end. Organize the breeze, light my candle from the sun. I'll give you daylight for a friend. I'll do all of these. I'll prove that it can be done. Oh, I'm so much in love, like the ragged boy who races with. the wind. No man loved like I love you. Wouldn't you like to love me too? In the heat of the morning, in the shadow, I'll clip your wings, and I'll tell you I love you. In the heat of the morning, in the heat of the morning, in the shadow, I'll clip your wings, and I'll tell you I love you. In the heat of the morning. Oh yeah, all day, all the way.
Marvellous, David Bowie, minor classic there, In the Heat of the Morning from 1967, preceded by Donovan's Sunshine Superman from 1966. Back to 1966, we've got a bit of a 60s segue going on here, and time is moving on, but did you really think I was going to neglect to play this one?
Sunny afternoon, and I can't sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying. So pleasantly live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon in the summertime. Now I'm sitting here, sipping at my ice cold beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon. Help me sail away. Well, give me two good reasons why. So pleasantly live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime. Ah, so pleasantly live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime. Summertime.
Yes, the Kinks, of course, with Ray Davis's grumble about Harold Wilson's government's high levels of taxation. Something it has in common with George Harrison's Taxman, which opens the Beatles' great 1966 Revolver album. Sunny Afternoon hit the number one spot in the UK singles chart on 7th of July 1966. Time is moving on. Here's a lovely track written by Paul and Linda McCartney and released on their superb 1973 Band on the Run album.
Late at night when the wind is still, I'll come flying through your door. And you'll know what love is for. I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird. I'm a bluebird, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, yeah, yeah, yeah. Touch your lips with a magic kiss, and you'll be a bluebird too. And you'll know what love can do. I'm a bluebird,
I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird. I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird.
Yeah, yeah.
Quite lovely. Here's the Doors.
The red.
Lovely. The Doors, Jim Morrison from 1970, their excellent album, Morrison Hotel. We've got time for one final track before we head for the Departure Lounge. And this is something that, from a country that appears to be permanently wreathed in sunshine, written by the group's co-founders, Colin Hay and Ron Streichert. Our next track was released in 1981 as the second single for Men at Work's debut album, Business as Usual. You know what's coming.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men follow. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. Four and full of muscle.
their garden wall I used to go. Upon a summer wind, there's a sudden melody, takes me back to the place that I know. On the
Yeah, we're giving Mel Torme the week off, and I'm quite sure that you don't need to tell me to tell you that closing the show for us today is gravel-voiced Chris Reed with his 1986 hit On the Beach. Now, looking at the weather forecast, unless you're fortunate enough to be jetting off or sailing away to foreign climes, I don't think any of us will be heading for the beach anytime soon, but I do hope my selection of summery tracks has brought a little sunshine into your life and brightened up your day. I'm off home to Brown Towers, a Tour de France mounted stage in the Pyrenees, football tonight, and a lamb dish for lunch that the current Mrs. B and I first had when we were on holiday last year in lovely Lindos on the island of Rhodes. Ah, halcyon days. But I'll be back next week, same time, same place, with another treasure trove of tremendous tracks, courtesy of the extensive musical library at Brown Towers. So make sure you join me then to claim your share. Until then, have a sumptuous Sunday, a wonderful week, and keep that faith safe and sound. It's coming home, and I'm coming home, baby.
Take me back to the place that I know.